for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, November the 25th, 2017. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the evening, teaching on The Power to Tread.
Thank God for being here, and really enjoyed this camp. I appreciate every time I come. It is really true. You really go back different. And I'm a witness of what God will do if you allow Him, and I'm sure all of you are too. You just let the Lord do in your life what He wants to do, and He won't be the same. And it's about growing more and more in the Lord. That's what it's about. And Bobby, you really blessed me. Amen. Appreciate you. And Brother Nicky, I enjoyed that song. Double portion. That's what we need. Double portion of His Spirit. We need more of Jesus. And I don't know about you. I just want more of Him. Because that's what it's all about. You know, at the end of the day, they say, do you have Him? Do you know Him? Do you really know who He is and what He'll do for you? And God will do so much for us if we just open up and let Him do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to speak for a little bit on the power to tread. And the scripture is Luke 10 and 19. So Lord, we thank You for Your word today. We thank You for everything that's gone on thus far. And we just ask You, Lord, to help us and give wisdom. Father God, anoint Your word tonight. We thank You for the Holy Spirit. We thank You for liberty. We thank You, Lord God, for everything that You've already done and that You will do. And You take us further tonight, Father. We love You. We appreciate You, Lord. And Lord God, we just want to do as you want. So let Your will be done tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So Luke 10 and 19, it says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So the Amplified said it this way, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. So power is the sense, ability, privilege, competency, and freedom designated by God to carry out a mission for the express purpose of fulfilling the will of God in the earth. So that lets us know that God gives us authority to do His will. We're not here to do our own. Because if we're here to do our own, we're in trouble. God has a mission, and He has a work that needs to be done. So when He gives us His delegated authority, it's because it's something that He wants to do. So He's given us His power and authority. So the word is also translated, of course, authority. It's the right, the liberty, the jurisdiction, and strength. To tread means to trample down underfoot. So the enemy is low and should be kept there. He should never be allowed access in our lives where He's the driver. Jesus has given us authority to tread, to trample down. He gives us strength and ability, endurance, to keep Him under. He has no authority to rule and reign in our lives because Jesus paid the price for us to be free. I'm going to talk a little bit about Moses. Like Moses. We know God called Moses and sent him to deliver God's people. Now, Moses was saved because God wanted him for a set time. So during the time he was born, of course, it was an edict given that all the male children were supposed to be killed. But his mother looked at him and saw that he was a good child. And she hid him in the bulrushes. Pharaoh's daughter went down there and she saw this little baby in this basket. And she took him to the palace and raised him as her own. So when Moses got to be big, we all know the story, how he went out one day. He was raised in the palace. But he went out one day and he thought that he could help his people. He thought he'd help God, maybe. And he killed an Egyptian and buried him, thinking nobody gonna see this. But the next day he went out again and he saw two of his own fighting. And he tried to break them up. But somebody saw him kill that Egyptian and said, "Oh, you gonna kill us like you did the guy yesterday?" So he knew, "Uh-oh, I'm in trouble." And he had to flee. It wasn't time, nor was it the place for him to do what God wanted. He wasn't ready. So sometimes, you know, we can jump ahead of God, knowing that God has called us. I did that several years ago, about 15, maybe almost 20 years ago, to attempt to start a work, but it wasn't time. How many of you know when you get before God's timing, you're all out of whack, and ain't nothing gonna work? And so the Lord had to let me know, nope, it's not the time. And then when it was, I was like, "Are you sure you want me to do this?" But anyway, Moses went to the backside of the desert and he stayed there for 40 years. That's a long time. But God knew what it took to get Moses to a place where then he was ready to go back to Egypt. And we know the story how one day he was there and he happened to look up and see a burning bush. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had seen a burning bush, of course I'm going to go look and see. Are y'all not curious like that, right? If I seen a bush burning, I'm going to go see, "Wait a minute, there's a fire. Let's go see what's going on." But the bush wasn't burning up. So the closer he got, he didn't know that he was getting ready to have a God encounter. I don't know about you, but we need to have God encounters. When you really have an encounter with God, it changes your life. Amen. Nobody can do you like God.
That's right.
When you meet him, when you really meet him, there's nothing like it. This one summer I prayed for my son before he got saved. And, you know, we pray for our children that God will save them. I said, "Lord, let him have his own experience." You see, it's one thing for your parents to be saved. You're raised in church. All you do is, you know, you go to church. I mean, from the time they were born on up, the babies, they were raised in the house of God. But they had to know God for themselves. So I said, "Lord, he's got to have his own experience with you." One summer he came home from college and in his own room, the Lord began to minister to him. One night he was baptized in the Holy Ghost and went to church and he testified of how the Lord came in his room and ministered to him. That boy has never been the same. I thank God to this day for the Lord touching his life.
Yes.
And God will do that.
Yes.
That's what happened to Moses. Moses on the backside of the desert, he went up into the mountain, he saw the bush, and God, he got so close, said, "Let me see." And God said, "Wait a minute, take your shoes off, for the place you stand is holy ground." When God comes in, beloved, when he comes into our world, when he comes in with his presence, he wants to make a difference. And that day, I believe he made a difference with Moses. No doubt Moses had been praising him. No doubt Moses had been really knowing that there's something different. "God, I don't think you got me back here just for no reason. But whatever it is, I want you to do what you need to do. And that day, he got a commission. Because God said, now, go to Egypt, the cry of my people. When we begin to cry out to God, he hears us. And don't you know we need to cry out to God for our nation? We need to cry out to God for the souls. We need to cry out to God for our families. Well, Israel began to cry out to God, and God remembered his promise. He remembered what he said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He remembered when he told Abraham, the people are going to be going into bondage for about 400 years, but I'm going to bring them out. Well, he called it, because he sent Moses back. He said, go on, now it's time to bring my people out. The power to tread. Now, it looked like it was an impossible feat because Pharaoh had people locked down. They were slaves. They were in bondage. But how many of you know, I don't care what the devil can do or what he tries to do to us, Jesus gives authority. And it's important for us to know that, and know that when we pray in faith, we believe God, we trust God, God will bring you out. He's a deliverer. And he delivered his people because he remembered the promise. There are promises that God has given to us. And I think the Bible says his promises are yea and amen.
Yeah.
I think that's what that means. It's a sure thing. It will happen. Selah, it will happen. Think of it. It will come to pass. The things that God spoke into my life, for example, I can look back in my journals, things that I've written way back in the early 80s. What God will do, what I'm going to do for you, what I will do in you, what I'll do through you, I'm seeing it come to pass. God is a God of his word, Bobby. So no matter where you are, young man, God will keep his hand on your life, and God will make sure that his will is fulfilled through you, for you, because God loves you and he cares about you. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. Think about the goodness of the Lord. Think about when we think about his goodness, when we think about, hallelujah, what he has done, what he is doing, what he will do. That's enough right there to say, I know God will. Hallelujah. So his promises are yea and amen. So on that day when he sent Moses back, he said, go, because I'm going to let my people out this time. Now we know that Pharaoh wasn't going to give in that easy. How many of you know the power of God? God's power and his authority. Hallelujah. And he brought the people out with a strong hand, just like he said that he would do. Now God calls us to service. He calls us for a holy calling. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:10, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Now, as God brought the people out of Egypt, the people were terrorized because they were headed toward Canaan. And the closer they got, the folk knew, wait a minute, it's something about these people, because the hand of God was on their life. And when they got to the brink of what was in Jericho, the Bible says that they shut the gates. They knew that, oh no, they're trying to come up in here and take what's ours. If we could understand tonight all that God has for the body of Christ, the enemy would not be able to triumph over us a lot of times. Come on here. The way he does, if we would take the authority and walk in what God has given us. He has given us authority. He's given us power to tread. So when we recognize that we have issues in our life, All right? That's why we're here. I believe we came to this camp to, okay, Lord, what is it? What do I need to deal with? And we deal with it, and we get free from it. It's for us to go further, not to go back. Because if you're always going back, you'll never progress. All right? When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, you know, they got upset with Moses when he went up in the mountain, and God called him up there, and they said, well, he's dead, let's go make a calf. They were already back in Egypt. They were back in bondage, because Egypt represents bondage. It represents sin. And God wants us to come out of sin. And he wants to really give us the power and the authority, and we got to walk in it. If I could say anything to you tonight, when you leave here, leave knowing that you are triumphant in God. And you are an overcomer. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Praise the Lord. I'm learning not to put so much emphasis on the enemy. I recognize that Satan is my enemy. All right. I recognize that we do have to fight. We do have to war. That's why this message is entitled "The Power to Tread." I was going with my combat boots, but you know I'll do that another time. Because really, when it's time to war, you got to dress like it. You got to act like it. That's right. You got to make sure you're dressed for war. There are literal times, brother, the Lord will tell me, put your fatigues on. Really? Now, why are you doing that? Because it's making a statement that I mean business. And at times I go down to the center, it's time for church, and when I walk in the door, I can feel the warfare. Well, if you dress like it, because I used to be in the military, and there's something about a uniform. It's something about when you put certain clothes on, you act different. Now, if I was dressed in a formal gown with high heels on, I'm not going to the battlefield then. No, I'm going to go to a dinner or something. I tell you what, in the name of Jesus, why they bothering me? It's okay. I'm going to preach it, and I'm going to stand up here until I finish. So the devil's not going to run me away. Amen. And your faces don't bother me, so I love you. I know some of y'all sleepy, you want to go sleep. Just hold in here with me for a minute. Listen, you got to sometimes battle, and you got to dress the part. You sometimes it's worth doing that. My grandson got a little fatigue on, and he said, me, Mama, wear this 2 days, because on Sundays, the Lord told me, Randy, he said, until I tell you, dress in your fatigues. So I will be dressed like that tomorrow. I said, well, Lord, some places I go, you know, they don't want me wearing pants, and so what will I do? He said, you make your skirt, and you wear your camouflage shirt, and you put your hat on. So I'm going to do that because I'm going to obey God. I'm making a statement. I mean to triumph. Amen. Because sometimes you have to war. There are certain regions we go to and, you know, we sing the little songs. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is with. Ain't nothing wrong with this song. But when you are coming up against warfare, you need the song we sang the other night. And I know it was a different song, wasn't used to this song, but we are in a war. You got to know when you're battling and what you're battling. You're not battling flesh and blood. You are warring against principalities. And some of the little stuff I heard today, I'm like, wow, Lord, man. I'm understanding some of these regions are heavy. Some regions you go in laden with sin, immorality, drug infested, prostitution, all kinds of stuff going on. And we have to understand that the battle isn't ours, it is the Lord, but he uses us to get the job done. So when we come together like we are right now, and we understand the mission, the assignment, I'm under assignment by God. Just like when I was in the military, and there were times we wore our fatigues, we were ready to go to the field, but then there were times I had to put on my dress B's, my class A's, because maybe it was an award ceremony. I had to dress the part. So you know, when I dress now, I dress according to the Holy Ghost. I put this outfit on because the Holy Ghost told me. How many of you do that? How many of you say, you know, I can wear what I want to wear? Okay, yes, you can. But when you really belong to God, when you're sold out to him, when he's your Lord, oh my God, today, everything I do, I want him in charge. We need to pray over our food. Come on. Well, I hear the stuff that they're doing with food now and grinding up people, and I think you better listen to God. I think it's time to know who you're serving. I think it's time now that when God says pray and fast, that you get in your prayer closet and see the face of God, because Amaya prayed, amen, when 2018 turns over, we're going to see some things we've never seen before. There's things on the horizon that will blow your mind. And if food is your God, if money is your God, if your job is your God, what are you going to do when the rug is taken out from under you? We got to learn to hear God. I'm learning because there's a call going out. There's a clarion call. And God is calling us back to prayer. This morning I heard the Lord say it. I kept hearing the Lord say, repent, calling my people back to the altars. My God, we've got to know how to get to God for ourselves. The power to tread. The power to take authority over the enemy. He's given us that authority. He's given us that power. And one of the things that concerns me in the body is the disunity. We're divided. I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost. We're divided. We have a dividing line. There's some people don't like what's going on right down here. I don't understand. Because when it all comes down to it, we need to walk in unity. Because where there's unity, there's strength. It is a concern when us ministers can't dwell together in unity. Now, you may say, well, why are you saying that? Because even down here, I've seen it. I've seen the disharmony. I've seen the disunity. And God ain't pleased with that. I think all of us preachers are preaching Jesus. Am I right? Do we love him?
Amen.
Are we serving him? I'm here for one reason. Lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. And we all, when it's all said and done, we better be lifting him up. And we got to put down our differences and say, let's come together. Let's dwell. Come on, somebody. The power to tread. Because when we come together in unity, minding the same thing, God will move. He will move. This morning, everybody wasn't in. Everybody really. The power of God moved. I'm not taking away from that. But if you could understand what God really wanted to do, he could have took over the whole service and we'd have been laid out on the floor. It really would have been okay. Because I believe that that's what God wants. He's calling us back to him. He's calling us to a place where we can reach heaven by our prayers, by crying out to him. And when we see that, a real move of God will take place in our lives even more. I long to see even more the Spirit of God. Now, I ain't talking about, and Brother taught a good message this morning on, you know, different spirits we have to watch out for. All right? But when the Holy Ghost come in, he's a gentleman. Number one, he won't force himself on you. You won't act all crazy. Come on. Sometimes our emotions can get away with us and all that stuff. Don't have to do that. But when the Spirit of God really moves, you know it. It's a difference. And he comes in. He does what he wants to do. We're edified. We're glorified. We're comforted. We're strengthened. And then the will of God is done in our lives, and we leave out better than when we came. Changed by the power of God. There you go. That's the message I preach. Change will come when you change. Okay, let me move on here. He's preaching with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go, because I have lost my place, so let's see. One of the things that we must get rid of are the ites. The ites represent rebellion, discouragement, disobedience, fear, rejection, flesh, and deception. All of the above will keep us from treading properly. They will keep us from our potential and from overcoming the enemy. God never intended for his people to dwell among people. Okay. God never intended for his people to dwell among people that were idolaters. And he always told Israel, stay away from idolatry. He don't like idolatry. And whenever his people got into trouble through idolatry, they suffered. And it's the same with us. There are a lot of things out here, a lot of spirits, a lot of unholy things that God does not want us contaminated with. See, one of the problems in the body, I'm going to say it like this, there's a lot of mixture. It's a lot of mixture in the church. And that's why, number one, we can't come together in unity. You know, mixture is like gray and it's like, what is it, black and white. You put black and white together, you're going to get gray. You're not going to have no clearness. It'll be cloudy. And God doesn't want mixture. He wants us clean. He wants us holy. He wants a pure flow out of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. So God was clear on the importance of living a separated life, as we talked about in Romans 12 and 2. We can't be conformed to this world. We must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, God gave Moses specific instructions that would protect the people and also keep them covered. God came down to deliver the people from bondage. God came down to bring them up and out of the land of bondage. So before we can go forth, we must be brought up and out. Now, I'm going to say it like this, because in learning about prayer and deliverance, that's a part of the Great Commission. In Mark 16, and I'm just going to read the scripture and then I'm going to explain what I want to say right here. Mark 16. It says, 15, it says, he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And, you know, there's controversy about Christians and demons and having demons and not having demons. Well, let's just say it like this right here. You got an anger problem, you got a demon problem. If you're hating people, you're critical, negative, got a demon problem. That's not God. The works of the flesh. And the enemy deals in your flesh. So we have to understand that Jesus came that we might be free. Now, if we didn't have a demon problem, why is all the trouble in the church then? What's wrong with us? Why can't we love right? Why is there so much hate? Why is there so much dissension? We got a problem. And that's what the Lord is after. He's after our lives. So he wants us free. So yeah, at times, we Christians have problems. I've had problems. But Jesus set me free. And you know when you're free. And I will not let the enemy back. How do you keep him from coming back? You keep full of the word. You stay close to God. You stay in the fire. You stay in good fellowship. You keep your mind renewed. You fast and pray. You make sure that you keep your relationship with the Lord viable. This will keep you close to the Lord. And you get maintenance. That's why I come down here. I want to make sure. When in doubt, somebody say, just cast it out. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. So, demons need to come up and out. A lot of times there are things in us that are just buried. And the Lord wants to bring it. He brings it up to you, it's because he wants it to come out. Just like he brought the children up out of bondage, he brought them out and took them to Canaan. Now, it took them 40 years because they were disobedient. You see, 9-day trip. I believe, if I'm wrong, y'all correct me. But I heard that it only took really 9 days for them to get there, but took them 40 years because they didn't believe God. They sent how many spies? 12? They sent 12 the first time. And 10 came back with a bad report, rebellion. 2 came back with a good report, unity. So the next time, when Joshua was ready to go, you know how many he sent? He said, I ain't sending all them. Moses did that. I'm going to send 2. And he said, too, that he could trust. Okay, that's a whole other message right there. See, he learned something because he was one of the 2. He was one of the 2 that believed God. He was one of the only, him and Caleb were the only 2 original. Because they believed God. All them other folk, it took 40 years for them to die. That's why they had to wander. For 40 years. You shouldn't want to be wandering now. Y'all in your ministry, some of y'all got ministries all on your life, but you've been wandering. Come on out the wilderness. Come on out. Let God bring you out. Let him bring you up and out. Amen. So when you come back, you should be further along. Maybe some issues you got to deal with, but it shouldn't be the same issues you've been dealing with for 5 years. So if you come back and you still got the same, you didn't deal with it right. Come on. There should be something else. If that's the case. I don't know about you, but I think, you know, we need to go from glory to glory. I know for me, I'm not the same person I was 3 years ago. And I give God the glory for it. I'll take no credit. I mean, the first time I spoke here, I was nervous. My papers were up. I was just fumbling. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Fear. Intimidation. The Lord said, what you letting them folks intimidate you for? Can I be real?
Yeah.
Well, what you do? I'm like, Lord, I don't know what's going on. He said, you got to quit that. Yeah. Now the Lord talks to me that way. Come on now, who are you serving? Yeah. So I'm not up here to make no scene. I'm not up here, amen, to prove anything. I'm here just to give you Jesus.
Yeah.
And Brother Merle, he was telling me, just go ahead on. Just go ahead on. That you just let go and let God. Like my brother, he sang the song, he's opened up and sang it. That's what you do. You let God have his way. Like I hear the song right now. Let God have his way. You gotta let him have his way. Whatever God wants to do in your life, let him have his way. Amen. Okay. Now. So we know that Moses was given the task to lead the people up and out, right? Thank you, God. Now, with the commissioning came the power to tread. God let Moses know that he would be with him and that he would know that God led them because he would lead them back to the very mountain where he spoke to Moses. And so when they finally came out, they came to that mountain. God fulfilled his word to Moses. Now I'm sure he was probably discouraged at times when he found that he had to wander with them for 40 years. Because Moses got in trouble too during that time. He let the people provoke him. Don't let people provoke you. They you know, cheat you out of what God has for you, because what happened, Moses ended up having to look over into the promised land, but he couldn't go there because he disobeyed God. Disobedience will cost you. That's why, you know, when God tells me to do something, I'm learning, Jerry, it's better to obey God than man. It is better to, you know, and you know, sometimes, you know, I've been kind of this way in time past. God will tell me something. Well, I want to make sure. So, you know, I take it to 3, 4, 5 people. But if God ain't spoke to them, they may see it different. So you got to get God's mind on things. It's just like coming down here. God was the one who sent me down here. I ain't know nothing about laying out. I didn't come for no reason but to just sit down here and receive. I didn't know I was going to be up here on the prayer team. What in the world? But see, God knows what he want to do with your life. You know? And I thank God for it. I thank God for the opportunity, because Merle, I'm going to tell you something. It has really helped me. You know, in the ministry that we have in Van Buren, and we minister to a lot of people. We pray deliverance and healing for a lot of people. Sometimes, weekly, we're praying for people. They're calling us. You know, we're getting on with Zoom and praying healing and deliverance, because people need help. People are up in the middle of the night. They can't sleep. They're calling us for prayer. Why? They need help. You'd be surprised at people up at 1 a.m. So we need to be sharpened. So when I come here to receive. I'm honored to be able to sing, to minister, but I come to receive, because it's not easy ministering. It's work, but it's a good work. And it's a work that I wouldn't want to be doing anything else but to obey God. So I do appreciate the fact that we can come and receive. And that is my prayer, that you will, you know, take what I'm saying and just thank God for what he does for you. Don't be so closed down. Some of us are closed even to deliverance. And it's sad, because all God want to do is help us, you know. And when we open up and just let God have his way, he will do it, because he's that kind of God. All right. Now we know that Moses did try to, when he first was called, he tried to give excuse that he couldn't talk and he stuttered and, you know, send somebody else, You know, we all go through that at times. Or can you have somebody else do that? I don't want to do it. But he said, no, you're the man. You're the woman. Praise the Lord. And even when he finally did take Aaron, he still ended up talking. He still ended up doing it. So that lets you know where the anointed was. You flow with the anointing. Praise the Lord. All right. Now Jesus told the disciples that he gave them power again to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power, the violence of the enemy. And nothing would by any means hurt them. So this scripture lets us know that the authority and power that Jesus has given is greater than all the violence and evil that comes from the devil and demons. It is true that demonic activity can damage and kill. However, when we understand the authority that we have been given and we use this authority correctly, it will hit the target every time. Every time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Moses led the children of Israel through the wilderness to the edge of the promised land. Many didn't make it, largely due to disobedience and rejection of the truth. Those that did make it realized that God was real. Moses was a leader that was not to be bucked against. Now, he had the authority because God gave it to him. But each time the people rose against him, God rose against them. And what the Lord showed me, Brother Burrow, in that, he said, Deb, you don't have to justify or defend. When people come against you, you stand. You love, you forgive, you release them to me, and let me handle it. Everybody won't like you. Somebody gonna have something to say. Trust me. I get on Periscope and man, some of them people, they can be ruthless, you know. What about that gold hair you got? You got big ears. I mean, I heard. I'm like, okay. It's okay. just go somewhere. You really got to have some tenacity when all that kind of stuff comes at you. But you know, I don't fight. I give it to God. Everybody ain't going to like what you do. But you got to know that you know that you know that God is leading you. And when you know that, you have his peace, you have his assurance, and he will back you. Now Korah and those with him were swallowed up whole after refusing to follow the leader, God's chosen, that was called to lead them to the promised land. Aaron and Miriam decided that they were going to rise up against Moses. We hear God like you do. And God heard it. So he called them in the chamber. Now Aaron, he got smart. He said, hold up, I'm sorry. He repented, he did. But Miriam, That's what we got to be careful. Don't mess with God's people. So what did God do to her? He struck her with leprosy. Here come Moses. Lord, please not. That's my sister. Can you just take it off her? No. 7 days. But God, 7 days, Moses, put her outside the camp. But you know what? She didn't do that no more. She stayed in her place. Come on. And some of us better make sure. Don't buck authority. You know, I'm careful to mind authority. Don't go up against authority because you're coming up against God. And if God has to step in, ain't no telling what might happen. So she didn't do that no more. No, she didn't touch it. She recognized, wait a minute, that's my brother, but that's the man of God. Come on, put my... Amen. Okay. After the death of Moses, Joshua continued the mission as he was commissioned by God to lead the people into the promised land. All the people, all they had to do was obey God. all that God has told us and that he will give us, all we have to do, simple, obey. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But isn't it somehow, Kelly, we just don't want to obey. We'll do it our way. If God say go right, we go left. He say go up, we go down. Why is that? All these people had to do was do what the Lord said, because he already told them, I'm going to give you the land. He said, everywhere your feet touch, I'm going to give it to you. They were given authority to tread. My God. Job 40 and 12 says, the proud will be brought low, and the wicked will he tread down in their place. In other words, the wicked will be stopped in their tracks. Now this is great to know, because when you're in a battle and God says, I'm gonna take care of it, and you say, okay, stop, put your weapon down. Don't fight no more. Now when I was in the military, I was an expert shooter. Because I was determined, they're not going to shoot me. Since I got to be in the Army, I'm going to win. I'm serious. I'm a warrior, even to this day. If I have to go pick up a weapon, I'm taking you out. I'm serious. I'm like, they're not shooting me. I was determined. And I shot an expert. And I don't like weapons. But I understand if you got to use them, then, hey, it is what it is. Okay, anyway, I'm still like that now. All right? So when I'm praying for you, I'm coming after the enemy. And he got to go. If you want him to go, he will leave. He's not going to stay, because we've been given authority. So when I pray for somebody, ever go to the hospital and they're sick, and the Lord says they're going to be healed, guess what? They will be healed. I believe the word of the Lord, y'all. I believe what God says. And you have to believe the word, the power to tread. Yes, I walk in the authority of Jesus because he's given it to me. So when I walk in knowing I belong to Jesus. You got to know whose you are. Come on now, walk with authority. If you're a general, I'm sure you're going to want somebody to call you general. If you were in the military or whatever, doctor, whoever you are, I don't think you want them calling you mister. If you've earned that coat, if you're an attorney, you're going to want them to call you who you are. So we're children of the Most High God, and we should act like it. So even on our job sometimes, the enemy's wreaking havoc all in the atmosphere, all the stuff here, and we sometimes let him do it. But you got to recognize the authority that you have, that he's given you total dominion to take authority. So if he comes in your home and causes all kind of confusion, and you recognize, wait a minute, this is not God. This is the devil. You can't stay here. You got to go. You know, we were plagued with witches and Jezebels that came to the ministry to destroy, and the Lord pointed them out. I said, look, either they're going to repent or they got to go. Sometimes we deal with people, you know, because we want people free. Yeah, all that's good. But if they're going to tear up your ministry, I think you better get them out. May not agree with me on that, but I done seen it in right fashion. I've seen people come to our ministry, God sent me, and they were witches. Yeah. And they didn't do nothing but cause havoc. All kinds of confusion. We had one person come and literally ran a couple out. And she was a witch. And then the couple didn't have enough wisdom to see the enemy.
So you got to recognize when the enemy comes in. He comes to devour. He comes to destroy. He comes to kill. But Jesus comes to give life. And that more abundantly. So yeah, sometimes tares will grow up with the wheat. God does the separating. But don't play with demons. Just get rid of them. Just get rid of them. Tell you, God got a clean house. And I thank God for it. People God is adding, they're serious. So you gotta recognize everybody come may not mean God. Alright? Sometimes the enemy sent people in. They look holy. They know what to say. But they're not of God. There's a witch's coven not far from our center. Oh man, you know, really? Yeah. So yeah, they know we're there. There's a lot of warfare that I deal with in Van Buren. There ain't no place to play. No, it is no place to play. I'm going to say this one thing here. I'm trying to say this in a generic way. Okay, anyway. There was a fellowship that they wanted me to be a part of. All right? And we, not long ago, we're finishing up deliverance training, and one segment of the class was on Freemasonry. And I have a prayer, long prayer. So I ended up doing a teaching. I almost called you, Randy. I was so close. I said, maybe I need to call Randy because, you know, this ain't my expertise. But the Lord blessed me, and I was able to kind of go through it, right? Long story short, after getting through the teaching, the Lord quickened me. He said, pray about this. I said, Lord, if there's any Freemasonry anywhere around in this, show me. Well, not just in my city, in a particular fellowship. I just, out of the blue, felt to pray. Not 2 weeks, a picture came across my Facebook. The person is a 33rd degree. I'm like, whoa, God have mercy. Wow. Now I did get a little rattled. I'm like, oh Lord, what I do with this? He said, just back on out. You can't fellowship with that. But I thank God for the word. And I thank God for the ministry of deliverance. Because you know what? A few years ago, I wouldn't have paid it no mind. I wouldn't have thought to pray about that. But I thank God for wisdom, because you can't be connected to everybody. You got to know the alignments. Every alignment is not holy. Every alignment is not God. But I thank God. I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to show everybody. Because I got some questions. But I thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Because I don't want to be connected to anybody that ain't of God. Just understand, that ain't nothing you need to be playing with. And in my area, it's steep. It's thick. Every way you turn. And so I have to walk very circumspect. But God has given us favor, and I don't take that lightly, and I don't take the ministry that He's laid in my hand for granted. So I'm saying that to say this: He gives us power to tread. Okay? And we have to know that our walk is holy. You can't have no mixture. Okay? All right. I'm almost done. If you want to, let me just read this scripture right here. Psalm 44:5. Through God, your enemies will be pushed down. Through His name, we will tread them under that rise against us. By walking in the authority God has given you, your enemies will be defeated. By proclaiming the name of the Lord, when the enemy rises against you, God will fight for you. So Psalm 60:12 says, through God you shall do valiantly. God will tread your enemies down. You do not have to fight those that come against you. Let God handle it. He gives us power to tread. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Then Psalm 91:13 says this, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. And we know the lion represents the enemy. An adder represents a snake or evil spirits. Young lion, demons. Dragon, demonic attack. Principalities and evil powers. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So God will give us how to walk out each assignment that He gives us. It is imperative that we obey God fully. The Spirit of the Lord will anoint us to do the work of the Lord. He anoints us to complete His will in the earth. The kingdom of God advances each time we move forward in power and demonstration under the unction and function of the Holy Ghost. I want to end with this word the Lord gave me. The Lord says, do not walk out. Do not walk out of my will, but walk in my will. And allow me to tailor your walk so that you will continue to flow in my spirit. For I am with you, I will be with you, and I will strengthen you in the days ahead, so that you may fulfill all that I give you, says the Lord. I have given you the authority to use my name to pray according to my will. I have given you authority to lay hands on the sick, to cast out demons, to preach and teach my word. Remember, I am the Lord, your God, and I will guide you with my eye. I will lead you, and I will be with you in every battle you may face. I, the Lord, will give you the tongue of the learned. I will make your ears sharp to hear my voice, your eye keen to see as I see. And I will cause you to discern and know my will, says the Lord. Trust me, for I will make you strong, says the Lord, so that you may complete my will in this hour. I am giving you power to tread, so walk in me. Stay in my word, dwell in my presence, and you will know me, recognize me. And as you purpose in your heart to obey me, I will prove myself faithful, says the Lord, for I will be God, and I will manifest myself in this hour. I say to you, walk in my word, and I will give you the power to tread. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. I thank you, God, that you give us power and authority to tread, to walk in your word. We thank you, Father, for the weapons of our warfare. We thank you for the altar of prayer. We ask, God, that you would keep us in times of prayer. Make us to know the importance of getting to the altar and seeking you, Father. We thank you for the army of the Lord of hosts. We thank you for the angels that are encamped around about us. We thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of God. We thank you for the armor of God. Hallelujah, that you constructed for us. We thank you, God, for the authority that we have in Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we can bind and loose. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb, that we're overcomers because of the words of our testimony. We thank you for the boldness of the Word of God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us to cast out demons, to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. We thank you, Jesus, for the counsel of the Holy Spirit, for the words of knowledge, for wisdom and understanding according to your word. We thank you, Lord, for the cross of Christ. We thank you that he die for our sins, sicknesses, and diseases that we might be free. We thank you, Lord, that we will decree and declare your word. We thank you for discernment. We thank you, God, for discipline in your word. We thank you, God, for the endurance that you give us to endure as good soldiers. We thank you, God, that you're equipping us, Father God, that we will be fitly joined together. We thank you, God, for the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. We thank you, God, for the helmet of salvation. We thank you, Father God, that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And around our loins is truth, God. We will walk in your truth. We will walk in the fear of the Lord. We thank you, God, for the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. We thank you, God, for the glory of the Lord. We thank you, God, for prayer and intercession. We thank you for joy, the joy of the Lord being our strength. And God, I ask you that you, God, gird us with might and strength. Father, we thank you that we will walk in obedience, that we will pray in the Holy Ghost. My God, that we will obey your word. We will live a life pleasing to you. And most of all, we will keep repentance at the forefront of our lives. I ask you, Lord, to bless your people, to touch them and minister to them. Give them, oh God, encouragement even tonight, the will to know that they have the power and authority to tread on the enemy. And oh God, as we walk in your will and walk in your word, you prove yourself faithful. We thank you tonight. We bless you, God, for your word. Let your word continue to go forth. And Lord, don't let it come back void, but let it accomplish that it is sent forth to do. We thank you tonight, and I praise you, God, that your perfect, complete, and whole will be done in the lives of your people. Bless those that are here. Bless the camp. I thank you, Father, for the visionary. I thank you, Father, for our leader. I ask that you bless him. Bless his wife. Be with them. Continue to give them strength. Oh, God, we thank you for the healing in his body. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. We thank you for Patty and Kevin and everyone that holds up this work. We ask that you strengthen them and continue to pour into them, oh God, and let your will be done in their lives. Keep them healthy. And Father, I pray special for Patty. I pray, God, that you touch her in her body, that you strengthen her, Father God. Oh God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, I thank you, God, for healing. I thank you that healing is the children's bread. I thank you now that you're ministering to her right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for Linda. Thank you for healing her body as well. Thank you for touching her, oh God. Continue to do the work in her life. Touch my brother, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Touch Kevin. And, oh God, we thank you for everything that you're doing for them. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. In Jesus' name, we pray. And, Father, the speakers that you've called here, we thank you. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. And I ask you, God, to continue to strengthen them as well. Even when they're in their own ministries, continue to open doors for them. Continue to make ways for them, oh God. And Father, we thank you for that. Be with Carla. Touch her, Father. Touch her family. Give her strength. Oh God, we thank you for the woman of God. Minister to her, Father, in a special way. We thank you for it all. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. If anyone needs prayer, we are here if you would like prayer. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.